It's just like Monopoly, only fun.
Wait a minute, I like Monopoly.
Get ready. Get ready for Nobody Likes Onions.
I said, pew, 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 baby, pew, baby, woo, woo, no, okay, just, I don't know why, I thought that would, like, give me some sort of energy, it actually did, that actually worked, I scared myself a little, oh God, that's a good way to get a little rush of adrenaline in the morning, huh, just pretend. You know, stuff's going on. Gabriel Archer, who's on the wall as our first ever Rumble Ranter, is coming in hot with some allegations. Did someone forget to start the Rumble stream? No! I got my show. I got it. Remember yesterday when I said we're testing on Rumble today? We'll be every day in June, starting in June, we'll be on Rumble.
Did you forget to start the Rumble stream?
No! No, I didn't! I've got my show. I've got it. Imagine if I needed Gabriel Archer to be like, oh, the Rumble stream. I didn't even know. I forgot to broadcast my show. No! I got it. We ain't on Rumble today.
Did someone forget? Oh, my gosh. I'm Gabriel. I know everything.
You don't know shit. You don't know shit. You don't know shit. Open up your hat and tell me how much shit is in it. None? That's how much you know about shit.
Did someone forget to start the Rumble stream?
No! No! Next question! Next question! Welcome to the show. How to make your wife resent you in 3 seconds. What did I do? What are you talking about? Happiest 60th birthday to Opie. We got Opie today. Steel Toe Morning Show starts in 2 minutes. Can you believe it?
Did someone forget to start the Rumbles?
Oh my gosh. Gabriel, could I hire you? Seriously, what would I have done? Get out! Just imagine any aspect of that. Did someone forget? No. No. What do you think this is, some fly-by-night operation? I have notes. We do a show here. We do a serious podcast here. You know, with real prep and real guys. Why is my voice turning into an old teen operating the fryolator? Okay. This is going to be a fun show. You came in yelling? That doesn't... What does she care? My wife is dead. So, yeah. He was just warming up his Rumble account. If he streams on there too much, too fast, it will break. I was just testing some stuff. Don't worry about what we're doing over on Rumble. We got a guy. Oh, my God. Can I tell you... You know that I'm only allowed to share about a third of the information I'm given on any given day. What I found out yesterday could break the goddamn internet. And I don't mean this little dabble sphere corner of the internet. I mean the goddamn net. What Someone told me in confidence yesterday, and I can't reveal, but you ever have something you can't tell anybody, and it's like, Jesus Christ. It's not about anybody in this world, but it is about like an internet personality that you don't know, but this person's friends. Oh my God, what I just found out. So dirty, huh? So this show is actually a show. Someone probably did forget to start their Rumble stream. No, I didn't even set one up. What are you talking about? If there was a stream over on Rumble, like waiting to start, and then you guys were like, oh, fuck, you didn't start. I didn't create a stream on Rumble. I got it. Everything Patrick does. Hold on. I'm sure she's used to it. Patrick yells pew, pew, pew when he comes. I don't come. I think if you love a woman, you wouldn't come. You know, everything Patrick does is like Pee Wee Herman falling off his bike. He meant to do that.
Oh, my God.
I've got to wipe away sleep from my eyes. I'm so tired. I was talking, there is some news coming that you guys don't know yet that will be, you will know about very soon. But, you know. Moody's trolling. I can't get involved with this guy. I can't get involved with any of these people. Chris D'Elia. No. It's crazy. You forgot to thank me for lining up an interview with Jake Hudson. Holy shit. What's happening over here?
It's gotta be movie and the script. These guys are some of the worst in Minnesota. You could bet your life it's this guy with glasses. He wrestles and abuses his wife. He's gonna turn on the microphones and go out on the net. He's gonna do a show. He's gotta count the super chats. God damn it. We had a real.
Okay. Can we. 3 minutes of this guy today. I can't take a lot because we got some Aaron clips we gotta go over. I know Carlos Danger's in the chat. We're gonna talk about Ray today. It's a sweep up day, honestly. We're going to pick up a lot of the broken pieces we've left scattered about the past couple weeks.
To the Steel Toe Morning Show. I'm Aaron Imholt, and joining us this morning in just under an hour,
Stevie Lou.
The unforgettable Stevie Lou makes his return. Everybody who's
so
been a
Stevie
guest
Lou for- is like becoming like second mic on Steel Toe, which is one of the most embarrassing things, but also like a big deal for Stevie Lou. You know, this is a pretty big deal for Stevie Lou. We got to be honest. So, you know, I hope it works out for him. He needs something. I mean, Stevie Lou goes on everything and doesn't catch. So, like, he does need a little bit more exposure. Obviously, being mod at Steel Toe wasn't doing it, so... This show is called A Very Sad Chad, A Very Low Joe, and Stevie Lou Who. Remember, this guy's done playing in this world. He doesn't want to be involved with Chad anymore. But Chad's down now, so he comes running back. This is a guy who picked a fight with Chad. When Chad fought back, he ran away. He came back and kept picking the fight with Chad. And then Chad did the Ashley LaRue book stuff. I got involved. And he ran away hard. And now that Chad's down again, this guy's coming back to kick him while he's down and pick on him even more. It's like, tell me you're a pussy without telling me you're a pussy. You're out of the Chad Zumok business until you're getting your ass kicked by Chad Zumok. And then when he needs a little help or he's distracted by other fires he's putting out, you come along and start poking him again. It's like, what a weak fuck. What a weak fuck Aaron Imholt is. For real, for sure.
Legend Tom. With a rhetorical sledgehammer? Would that be... So I don't know if the Perry Discord is going to be here today. I do want to say I love Perry Caravello. I think Perry's a national treasure.
He is.
I think Tom is a piece of shit. Fuck Tom and his ass. Yes. Should we get that started today? I did, to avoid any hangover symptoms or any, I'm not saying hangover like I got like super shit face. I got a little drunk. But to avoid any problems that may arise from
Celsius,
drinking, I am drinking crack today in the form of Celsius. This is the good.
These guys drink nothing but pure garbage from the coffee they put in their bodies. To drinking every night, to drinking like these guarine filled energy drinks every goddamn morning. Maybe just pouring chemicals down their throat.
Kumia show.
Not to me saying this. I treat my body like shit. You seen these tits?
I said, oh my God, you got to see this. So I went and watched it. And it indeed did look like Perry Caravello was like trying to do a little blackface thing on Anthony's show, and nobody mentioned it. Nobody brought it up. They ordered him chicken to eat, and I'm like, this is fucking genius. This is brilliant. Nobody's saying a word. If someone would have said you're in blackface and they would have talked about it for a while, it would have ruined it. Anthony brought it up. Perry just kind of skirted away from it, didn't address it, and they just kept on going. Tom Cotter is looking at him like he's out of his fucking mind. It was funny. We covered it on the show. We talked about it.
Imagine Aaron's like, he was in blackface. It was funny. It was funny. He ordered chicken. It was funny. They got watermelon and had to lower their credit. It was fucking funny, dude. It was funny, bro. They historically disenfranchised Perry for hours. Holy shit, bro. It was fucking funny. They brought in a mule and pulled up 40 acres on Google Maps. It was funny, bro. It was funny, bro. And then when they were just deciding whether to quit the bid or not, they gave Perry just part of a vote. Oh, dude. It was funny, bro. Because he's white. Because he's white, but they put blackface on him. Fuck, dude. Fuck, bro. It was funny. That's what we're dealing with when you talk about Compound Media and Aaron Imholt. They are, like, even Anthony, somehow his brain is stuck in that 2007 XM satellite humor where they have Patrice out on the sidewalk trying to hail a cab. They didn't even pick him up because he's funny, dude. Ah, because he's black. That's funny, bro.
Distaste for Tom. I think he's about a piece of shit for that move. But what do? We go on. We continue. It made for very funny radio.
Very funny, dude. He had blackface on. He's not even black. He was just making fun of black people by copying their skin tone. It was funny, dude. It was funny.
And you guys think of this offer. I got an offer from Fair and Balanced, the TV anchor. And Fair and Balanced said, hey.
Okay, I can't get into his world of fucking weirdos and small-time nobodies. Okay, lots of stuff to do. Today I want to do like a hodgepodge. It's going to be a mix match. I think the second half of today's show is going to be members only. If you're not a member, it's $1.99. The chat's already locked down in members only mode today. But I think the second half of today's show is going to be available for members only today. And after it's live, I think today's full show is only going to be available for Overdose Light members. We have a new level here at the program, Overdose Light, $10 a month. You don't even have to leave YouTube. Just upgrade your membership to the $10 level. If you want to watch the shows live every morning, the $2 level will get you access to all the live shows. Upgrade to the Overdose Light level, you'll get access to everything, almost every show we do left on YouTube. It'll get put on Overdose, audio only, back catalog on our website. If you're an Overdose member, you'll already get it. But I think today only, the second half will be members only. We're going to start doing more and more of our stuff locked down, which is going to upset Guru One, I know. Marketing expert. He's, you know, he knows how it all works. You don't. You don't know shit. And so I encourage everybody to become a member. We do love our members here. It's $1.99. It's the cheapest membership around the net. And we've made it easy for people not even have to leave YouTube now to get mostly everything we do. The overdose light level. Lots of people signing up for that. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Kyle Anderson saying we're a protected class. Yeah, sure. Sure. So I appreciate everybody who joins memberships here on the channel. We'll try not to plug that maybe one more time before we leave today and go members only. But it's appreciated. It's a small little token. And I appreciate it. Okay, we got so much stuff here today. I don't even know where to start. First of all, it's come to my attention, and I don't even want to play the clips because it's such a nothing. I don't really care. But, you know, yesterday as we were heading out on the program, as we were signing off, the BS show was coming on. And everybody was sending me a message that Shuly, Bob, and Shuly and Carl were on the BS show talking mad shit. Now, that's the new bait word for everything. Like, oh, they were talking mad shit. They were talking mad shit. So I go over there and see what's happening after the show. And I think WATP Kevin, wow, who just updated to Overdose Light. Thank you for upgrading. WATP Kevin, who's higher up on our wall today, if you noticed, because of his contributions to the program, had clipped some stuff, and Carl's over there running his mouth. And it was very reminiscent of Ray, where they're like, he doesn't really have any details or anything, but he knows what Patrick's doing's wrong. And Patrick's, he literally said the words, Patrick's telling everybody to report everyone. It's like, what? First of all, hey, Carl, catch up. You know, we're not really steel-toeing it over here anymore. And I know I say that every day and we kind of watch Steel Toe, but it's like if you cumulatively add up how much time we spend on Steel Toe every day, it's maybe 10 minutes. Now, today I have three other clips, so we're going to spend a little more time on it today. This stuff's been on my desk for, you know, 6 to 8 days. So I've collected it all in this little roundup, and we're going to cover it today. And every morning we watch, you know, 4 to 7 minutes of him opening his show because the song's fun. But it's very unfair to come over here and be like, oh, all Patrick does is snipe Steel Toe. It's like, it's, I mean, we're over Aaron. We've moved on. And this whole, like, I don't even know where it's come up because I've talked to Carl, and like, if you really felt that way, you could say something to me or something, but like, it's been months. It's been almost a month since we didn't even cover the last prize night. And the one before that is the one where we're telling people to turn them into the lottery, you know, the gambling commission or whatever in Minnesota, and report their channel for, you know, the firearm and advertising guideline abuse. Just asking them to follow the same guideline. You know, look, I agree, copyright strikes for the most part are pretty retarded. But you're lumping all this stuff together. It's like he is like handing out firearm gift cards willy-nilly to his chat room. That, like, there are a lot of like violations that have nothing to do with copyright that are legit. Especially when other channels have to follow those rules and he doesn't. So Carl's over there going like, I don't get the joke. You like reporting the guy? It's like, there's no joke. He's like, actually, it's not even like, A, he's breaking 9 YouTube guidelines. B, he's breaking the law. You know, do I care? Do I want to win a sticker or whatever the fuck he's giving away? No. But that's the joke. The joke is just, it's funny because we're reporting a guy who's breaking the law. Second of all, it was months ago, and Carl's just learning about it now. You know, Carl hasn't said a word about this on WATP. I watch a lot of clips. Never brought this up at all, except when he brought up that Steel Toe was actually in violation of sweepstakes and entry guidelines, alternative method of entry and stuff like that. Carl knew that was all wrong. He admitted that on a show a while ago. We've known that.
So he agreed with all that. But now he's like, Patrick's telling everyone to report everyone for any reason and Melton striking channels. And it's just like, where do you get your fucking information, Carl? And by the way, this isn't starting anything with Carl. I like Carl from WATP, and this concerns me so little that I, you know, don't even, you know. But I do have to tell him. Then I was watching a clip last night. Ray was on WATP this past weekend, and Carl was going through the whole fucking thing again. And Carl was running his mouth, going like, Melton's like on live on his channel, pulling up channels and reporting him. It's like, that never happened. Where do you get your fucking information? You just gotta like say whatever shit you want. Melton's striking people live on his channel. It's like, we clicked the report button to see like what the options were and like explored how you report somebody. I never reported anybody live on the channel. I never filled out the form. Where do you get your shit that you just shit talk? He literally said yesterday, like, Melton's telling people to report everyone. It's like, yeah, everyone. Everyone, Carl. And then, like, of course, you know, people are like, oh, so, Shuley and Bob, they're like, well, so Melton's, like, trying to get people to sign up, like, a petition or something. Yeah, or something like that. I don't really know what's going on, but it's like, if you don't know what's going on, how are you so sure? I've never seen people, like, brag about how little they know, and yet they are positive what's going on. It's like, yeah, Melton reported people live on his street. It's like, okay, Carl. I can't. And by the way, he can't stop running his mouth with these lies. He went on like three shows yesterday. I saw three different things where he was like, on MLC, he was saying that shit about me. On the BS show, he was saying that shit about me. It's not even true. It's not even true. Yeah, I told people to report it months ago. Carl's like, yeah, Melton's ramping up all this. It's like, where the fuck have you been? No one's talked about reporting Steel Toe in months. In months. So I don't give a fuck, but that's nuts, dog. That's nuts. Where do you get your info? Just like your chat room, like Ray and Chad? You know, Chad's like, you got rid of your... You kicked my store out because somebody said that I don't know you? It's like, yeah, that's why I kicked it out. Or is that what your chat told you? And then you got mad about a fake thing. By the way, like the show if you're watching live. You know, we did that like experiment yesterday. You know, I said we'd wait 24, 48 hours, and we will, but it looks like I was right. You know, imagine trying to get 1,000 people to click a button out of 3,000. You just can't do it. You really can't do it. It's tough. Ice Uno, welcome to the program. So that goes to my point. You know, it's like Chad's arguing with dudes on Twitter about hitting subscribe on his channel. He was arguing with one guy, like, just hit subscribe. It's free. Just hit it. It's like, imagine going back and forth with a guy about that. And speaking of teenage girl behavior, apparently yesterday Chad, who doesn't listen to the program, listened to the program and heard something he didn't like, because right after the program, I was, not only am I blocked on Twitter again on everything, this is the third time in three months, Chad Zumok has blocked me on Twitter. And what's crazy is it takes me forever to know. There's one reason to block people. They don't leave you alone when you've asked them to. That's the only reason. The only reason we block people here in a chat is because they keep scrolling the same thing. And it's like, we heard you. See, really the only reason we kick people out of here. And it's the same should be in your personal life. It's like, why are you block? You know, these guys are like break up with a girl and then like block her number as if she's calling you and you need to block that. No, it's so I don't get tempted and call her. It's like, you can unblock it though. You just locked yourself in a pen and gave yourself the key? What a weird, weak person. So these guys that are constantly like, oh, he like unfollowed me on Twitter. It's like, okay. Imagine me giving a fuck, Chad. Hi, Chad. Hi, Chad's lawyer. So you know, he what's crazy is that he, I found this out, he blocked me, he blocked my number so I can't text him. Now, I should bring it up that I haven't texted Chad in weeks other than when he texts me. He texts me a lot, and I ignore it a lot. And he still felt the need to block me as if I've been bugging him. So yesterday, I had a phone call with Kevin McBrennan, and the details of that call will be coming out very shortly, I'm sure. But, you know, we did talk without betraying Kevin's confidence too much. You know, I'm not going to – I spent a lot of time yesterday talking to Kevin about Chad, believe it or not, advocating for Chad, trying to you know, smooth over this issue as I've done for weeks. I've been trying to turn down the heat in this kitchen, try to get two hot-headed dorks, Kevin and Chad, to stop ramping this up. De-escalated a little bit, and it's just not worked until now. You know, yesterday Chad didn't stream MLC, which I think was a good move, and apparently last night Chad made a big Twitter announcement that he won't be streaming the rest of the week until Sunday on Kumia's Cucks. But how many people think that's going to last? You know, the problem is, like, Chad thinks of an idea and then, like, prints it. You know what I mean? Like, Chad's like, what if I just took a week off like Casey Armstrong? Yeah, I'm taking a week off Twitter. He just, like, the minute Chad thinks of something, he, like, runs to the presses. And then he announces it. As if, like, he's not going to, like, Chad. If you, it's Wednesday. If you cannot go live until Sunday, wow. Self-control is back, baby. But whatever. I think you won't be going live because you got nothing, if we're honest. Yesterday, you fizzled out after 40 minutes. You realized, you know what was crazy yesterday? Like watching, I literally on the stat stream had MLC volume up and Chad's volume up simultaneously, and you wouldn't miss anything. Chad had giant pockets of minutes of silence. And you had to remind yourself that, oh, Chad's not even listening to MLC. He's just sitting on his stream being quiet for minutes at a time. And he keeps announcing, like, this isn't a show, this isn't a show. Followed by, please donate, and this will be up on Patreon later. It's like, imagine uploading a not show to Patreon later. What would you even call it? Hey, is last night's non-episode up? So I think Chad had a real come-to-Jesus moment yesterday where he's like, holy shit, if I can't just mumble how much Kevin sucks over top of his show, I got nothing. If I can't just play sad music under $2 super chats from Little Mirror, I got nothing. And then 40 minutes in, sure enough, almost like clockwork, Chad gets lethargy and has to sign off. Now, I think part of that was a little bit of vanity. He wanted to go see what Kevin was saying about him, or I was saying about him 100%. He ran over to check that out because he couldn't be listening live on a show, and it has to eat away at a boy like that. But, you know, yesterday I'm talking to Kevin and I learned some information that Chad should probably know immediately. And also, like, kind of like, you know, I'm trying to talk Kevin down a little bit about Chad. I'm really, like, back here, you know, behind the scenes, you know, during the, like, literally like the Cuban Missile Crisis. I'm going back and forth with Khrushchev. All backdoor broker deals. And, you know, what do you know? The one day I try to reach out and text Chad, the one day, and baby girl has me blocked. I come up green, undelivered. And it, This is information Chad needs. Twofold information Chad needs. Number one, there are more fires coming for you, Chad. There's more bad news on the way that you could have avoided had you been available for information last night. But, you know, I ain't going to beg a man to unblock me so I can save him. So keep it up, teen girl. Yeah, I blocked him. And then what's funny is, like, 900 people on Twitter are like, I'd let him know, but I'm blocked too. It's like, what a world you're building. You and Aaron Imholt, where your block list is thousands long. Anyone who says anything you don't like, get out of my sphere. I can't even see it. People scroll hate at me in my chat all day long. Even the members only, they pay $1.99 like this morning to get in here and tell me what a fucking loser I am. And you know what that does? Keeps me grounded, keeps me humble. I let myself know, you're right, nobody wants you. Nobody wants to see you. This is bad. So, you know, that stuff's good for you. And I'm sorry that you heard a bunch of stuff you didn't want to hear on yesterday's show, but I stand by all of it. It's all real. You're not a comic in demand. You're not stepping down from doing the road as much because of a choice. No one wants to book you, Chad. You're not a phenomenal comic, and that's just facts. That's just facts. I'm not saying you don't have any skill. I'm not saying you weren't a good radio guy. I don't know what you are now other than a sad man who blocks people he doesn't like. Hit it.
Patrick, buddy, you don't understand. I'm in monk mode right now. I'm totally focused on manifesting success. That's the only reason I blocked you. I need to eliminate distractions. Stay blessed, brother. Mudshark.
People said he was up last night tweeting at 3 a.m. It's like, that's not good. That's not good. So, I don't know. You know what? I'm telling you all to keep your eye on MLC because fuck. I could have really helped Chad out with some info last night, and he just, because of his stupid arrogance and his inability to accept any personal responsibility for any part of his life, I can't with him just blaming everything on everybody else. It's like, dude. So there's some stuff coming at Chad. Good luck, buddy. And last night, you know, possible chance to get a little bit of information that would have brought all this to a close. Who knows? Copyright strikes, the thing that's coming that you don't even know about. Like, fuck. It could have been way better, but I couldn't get a hold of you, and I have other shit to do, so I just moved on with my life. So good luck, Chad. Good luck, Chad's lawyer. I keep telling you guys Chad would be a good waiter at TGI Fridays part-time and he could still do his comedy. Whatever, man. I tried. He's got some pride stick up his ass where he thinks I owe him an apology for something. It ain't coming. There ain't nothing I've said over here that I wouldn't say to your fucking face, Chad. This is real. You're 50 years old. It is time to readjust. And this thing you do by saving face, this sick thing you do, like anytime a celebrity name comes up. I was watching something last night. He's talking about the league. He's like, I've never watched the league, but I am friends with Steve Ranterzizi. You're not friends with any of these fucking people. I worked with Steve Ranterzizi years ago, too. Several times. I bump into him on the road and do guest sets. Are we friends? Enough. Florentine and Godfrey are your friends, I guess. D'Elia? Like, what's going on? What is this obsession with, like... It's like, Bert Kreischer and I used to be friends. We haven't texted in over a year. I don't pretend to be close to him anymore. He didn't take me out on tour. If I was good friends with Bert Kreischer, wouldn't he take me out on tour? Well, Godfrey offered me any date. One date on his tour? It's not even profitable. That's why you turned it down. Be honest. Because you can't fly to Chicago and open for Godfrey for a weekend. That doesn't make money. Hit it.
Here's an idea, Patrick. tie a fucking note to a pigeon and let him free. He'll find his way down here, 10 minutes away from Ric Flair's home. If you wouldn't have talked all of that mad shit about me, maybe you would have the privilege of calling me.
Yeah, maybe, but I didn't. Okay. So look, good luck, Chad. For all the shit I give you about having the worst instincts and being retarded, like literally everything that you think is a good idea, I'll just block Patrick because he talks some shit. Like, how'd that work out? It was a bad day to do that. I can't even like express to you what a bad night that was for me to not get a hold of you. Good luck. Good luck. Fuck. Like, fuck. Did you fuck yourself with that one? Good luck, Chad. Okay, that's it for Chad. I really don't want to hammer the guy anymore. You make really bad decisions. You don't listen to good advice. You know, he's like, I've been talking a lot to Ken Mosca and Gladwell Ape. They give me a lot of counseling and advice. Fire them immediately. Delete them from your contacts. Is what I would say to a normal person. But then I think, oh, wait, Chad's never listened to one word of advice you've given him. Those guys could be giving him great advice, too, and he just ignores that. He just throws that away. So, I don't know. I don't know, man. Good luck. You like being down. You like being a victim. You like everybody piling on you anyway. Good. Probably for the best. Patrick could reach Chad. He would have zummocked it up and made it worse somehow. That's coming from a guy he doxed the other day. Patrick is stealing this washing my hands of Chad bit from Steel Town. I've never said I wash my hands of Chad. I'm done personally dealing. I don't trust Chad. I don't consider Chad a friend. He lies about everyone. He puts everything on everybody else. It's like Carl. Just making shit up about me. It's like, what? Okay, I guess. You know, I can't make you better, I guess. Ace, $2. I blew Steve Renazzisi. He never called. Oh, I got to just move on from that. Pat, did Chad email you? He told me he did. I'm not sure. I get fake emails from people all the time. I don't really put stock in it. Chad is taking, Melton, you told Chad to stop speaking on the MLC snipe stream. That's a fact, and it was bad advice. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. You saw it yesterday. First of all, if you're doing an MLC snipe stream, you need to shut the fuck up and let MLC play. So that's not bad advice. Kevin said it was fine. He said that on his stream. So I didn't think there was any danger of a copyright strike. So it wasn't bad advice. Now Chad kept hammering instead of de-escalating like I've told Chad to do several times. And I guess he pushed Kevin too far. But as we found out yesterday, the first copyright strike was issued by Bob and Tom. Wasn't even issued by Kevin. And we didn't find that out until yesterday. So another lie, and like a pointless lie, too. He said all the strikes were from Kevin and MLC. The first one was from Bob and Tom. And I don't want to give away too much, but just talking to Kevin yesterday, it sounds like he's lying about the other strikes. I don't want to say how or why or what I know, but everything Chad says about the strike seems to be fucking fake and lies. That's what I'll say. That's what I'll say. Not to say that he didn't receive any strikes from MLC. That seems to be real, that he did. But the story about the numbers, and again, the Bob and Tom, they're like, there's a lot of misinformation coming out of Chad's mouth for sympathy. It blows my mind how some are never grateful for the insight and people. Oh, the thing I learned yesterday about somebody. I wish I could tell you. Hopefully it comes out. I don't know. You also started snipe streaming the same show. You are doing the same thing. You're goddamn right I am. You're goddamn right I am. Matter of fact, I'm stream sniping all the shows and putting them together in a, you know, conglomerated stats presentation. So you're goddamn right I am. And by the way, Kevin Brennan told me I could. The same way Kevin Brennan told Chad he could. So I just, you know, if someone tells me that I can do something and he doesn't have a problem with it, then I do it. And I'm not, by the way, I'm not doing the same as Chad. I'm not doing the same as Chad. You're all dumb. You know, you think you know better than me. You don't. I'm the smartest guy in the room. Just ask Chad. One of the most brilliant minds of our time. Podcasting genius. As Rush Limbaugh used to say, you know, I have to tie half my brain behind my back just to get down in the mud with you people and try to bring it to your level. So let me do it, I guess. Here we go. Chad Snipe streams the whole program and puts it up on his Patreon, literally selling MLC's product to his audience. You could quit MLC's Patreon, join Chad's Patreon, and get all MLC's content and Chad's content. Chad was leaving it up on YouTube to play back and circumvent people joining MLC's Patreon. I ask you this. If you don't watch the MLC stat stream live, as presented by Nobody Likes Onions over here, where do you go see it? Is it up anywhere? You can't go listen to it on my Overdose. You can't go listen to it on my YouTube channel. It's literally like watching MLC live as it happens, and then the minute it's over, it's gone. So I don't paywall Kevin Brennan's content. I don't paywall Chad's content. It's a live watch and a live hang. And by the way, I've stopped even talking on it because I don't want people to think I'm doing a show. It is literally a stats counter with a tiny, tiny window of the shows playing. And if that ain't transformative content, I got some beachfront property to sell you in Tampa, Florida. There actually is some beachfront property, but I don't have it to sell. The point is, it's not the same. Chad's leaving up whole MLC shows. Chad's selling whole MLC shows. And I wouldn't dream of doing that. And by the way, Kevin didn't tell me, like, make sure you don't keep those up so people can see later. That's just common sense in my brain. I went, I don't want to leave these up. I don't want to cost Kevin money. Kevin knows I'm not costing him any money. Anybody wants to super chat Kevin goes over and super chats Kevin. Hit it.
Poor baby Chad had his channel struck. He's in the World Series of losing at the moment. Remember that one summer in 1998 with Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa? It reminds me of that. Strikes, balls, good old-fashioned references. I got them for days, Zumach.
That is not true. When he did the interview with Brian Johnson, you told him he should go back to MLC. You have it your way every time. I'm still telling him to go back to MLC. I'm still telling him to go back to MLC. What's not true? What have I said that's not true? That's still my advice to Chad. And by the way, the reason my advice to Chad is to go back to MLC is twofold. Number one, Chad wants to be on MLC. A big part of Chad's identity and belonging, whether he wants to admit it to himself or not, is MLC. I called it when it all happened, and I stand by it. He's hurt. He was hurt when he got let go of MLC, when he got let go from MLC. He's a hurt man. And hurt people hurt people. Hurt people lash out. And hurt people act erratic and do self-harming behaviors. My advice would still be to find some sort of stasis with a balance of some Chad and some Bob and some Kevin mix on MLC. And when they decided Chad was going to do 2 days a week, I thought that was a good compromise. Didn't even last 1 week. It all blew up. Didn't even last the 2 days of the week that Chad was going to be on. It all just blew to shit. But for Chad to be offered $100 a show by Kevin to come back and Chad to reject that, it's like that's a 50, that's a 100% raise. It's a 100% raise to go back on the show where you, you know, for lack of a better word, belong and promote and funnel people back to your channel. Because like it or not, I said it yesterday, and I know he doesn't like to hear it, and I know everybody hates facts, but when Chad does a show on his own that doesn't concern MLC, he struggles to keep 100, 130, 150 viewers. Tuesdays with Tony the Tyler, Mondays with Millie the Mazer, Kumius Cox. These shows get seen by hundreds of people, and I mean low hundreds of people, once they're put behind Patreon. So yeah, my advice is for him to go back on MLC. Nothing I'm saying is wrong or wavers from my initial and first advice. It's okay to be hurt. What isn't okay is to make horrible, vile statements about families of people you wish to continue. I mean, look, both parties did this. Kevin went absolutely nuclear on the Mosca guy. Bob lost his cool a couple times. You wanted him to show MLC more. That makes it less transform. Yeah, I'm not responsible for Chad. I'm not responsible for Chad's exploitation of copyright law. Get fucked. Kevin said it was fine. So yeah, I told him why his numbers were going down. Play more MLC and stop talking over it if you want people to watch your stream. I stand by it. People don't want to watch Chad. They want to watch MLC. They want to watch Chad make fun of MLC. You told him to play MLC and make fun of it. Yes. What am I denying? Yes. I stand by all of it. I wish he was still doing it. It'd be retarded to do now. My advice is to not do that now. Kevin B. Striking. I still think that's the best show for Chad. You're all dumb. You want to watch MLC completely through Chad, but he was moving away from it. Your advice, shut your fucking mouth. He called in as late as last week or whatever, and I kept asking him, like, how are you going to get away from this MLC? I was telling him to get away from MLC. Go back and listen to the tapes, you big baby. I was like, you got to move on. You got to de-escalate. Maybe stop streaming it. If you're going to stream MLC, stream MLC. Play MLC, baby. But my advice, I mean, go back and listen to the tapes, you gaslighting motherfucker. I was telling him, how long are you going to keep this up? Forever? Like, what's the end game? You got to move away. You got to do something else. I'm telling him that. But if you're going to do MLC, if you're going to do this show called Mud Sharks Watching MLC, watch MLC. That's how you get viewers. Yesterday, he had jack shit. I think our fucking stat stream had more viewers than him. Why? Because we was playing MLC. People don't want to watch Mud Shark. They want to watch Mud Shark watching MLC. It's just a fact. There's no rewriting of history. You're broken. I'm not denying anything you're saying. Yes, I did tell Chad all of those things. I still believe them. If Chad's goal is to do the best show of Mud Sharks watching MLC, he needs to play MLC. He was losing numbers when he had Brian Johnson on, and like they went back and watched it later. But people wanted to watch MLC for the hotness. So I stand by all of it. You just, you can't compartmentalize things in your head. That's a you that you can't break that down. But good luck. We spent as much time as we're going to spend on that. You got your $1.99 worth. So am I the only one that thinks Alvin Cleveland is Chad? Yeah, I don't know. Probably. Oh, because Cleveland. That's a good point. That's funny. I never even thought about that. To be fair, people really want to watch Tukey watching Mud Shark watching MLC. That's true, too. I think Tukey's back today. I think Tukey's going to be back on today watching Mud Shark. Is that right, Tukey?
Yay!
All right, we got some Steel Toe clips to go over. I got some Josh Denny stuff to go over. We got some Ray DeVito stuff to go over. And then, of course, because KC is off, really rethinking his world, I've been deep diving and going through Casey's channel. We've got some peculiar stuff to deal with. Dio, thanks for joining up. Ice Uno and WATP Kevin, I believe, upgraded to the Overdose Light. Overdose Light levels $9.99. Again, that gets you access to almost everything we do on demand right here on YouTube. You don't have to go to nobodylikesonions.com. You don't have to sign up on my page with a new credit card and all that. Built right into YouTube, and thanks to everybody. A lot of people have been really bumping up their membership to the Overdose Light membership. I had no idea that kind of thing was in demand. MK Super Sticker, $9.99. Thank you so much. I don't know who MK is, but you seem new here. It looks like another, we might have another elf. Is this an elf? We might have our elf quota in here. I got to tell you that. That much, okay? We gotta start casting some 20-sided die spells in here. Dragon's Fire level 3 or something. I don't know how dungeons and edgelords work, but we need to figure it out, okay? Overdose Light, less calories, same price. Sure. How many likes did you get yesterday? I'm not sure. I'm not going to count it until like after, I think it was around 350 or something. I'm not sure. I think we had 23 thumbs downs, which I thought was low. Maybe Alvin Cleveland can get a couple friends together and, you know, Alvin Cleveland's still going like, I remember what he said. Yeah. Everything you said that I said, I agree with. I still don't understand what you're mad about. You're going like, you said this. And I'm like, yeah. Like, yeah. Everything that you said that I said to Chad, I agree that I said. And by the way, I still believe all of it. So I don't understand the big gotcha. I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying, yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. Rectify yourself. Dirty Delicious, I'll have to 1v1 them otherwise. L fight. Let's fill up a kiddie pool with some KY and get it popping. She looks more Egyptian than elvish. Onions are aphrodisiacs to elves. Ugh. Imagine making out with a girl after she ate a red onion like an apple. Imagine making out with a guy after he eats a red onion like an apple. Only 350 likes. We are some lazy motherfuckers. No, I just think that's, you know, it's just like people aren't compelled to do things for no reason. I don't know what it is. I don't really care. I don't wring my hands about likes and stuff. Again, I think we end up with like 100 likes every day on this show. Who cares? I know more help the algorithm, but like how many? I'd rather promote, you know, over the course of 4 or 5 hours, we do every morning. I'd rather promote things to you like The Overdose, nobodylikesonions.com/overdose to get access to our entire back catalog, audio versions of everything, an RSS feed so it all comes to you. You don't have to go find it. That's what I choose to promote. The store, nobodylikesonions.com/store. Go buy a hat. Go buy some steel toe merch. If you're an Overdose member, you save 15% off everything in the store. That's what I prefer to do. By the way, somebody got real mad at me. Tales of customer service. Do you want to hear this? So, Saturday, I think, you know, the day I was on stream for 11 hours. Saturday, I get an email from somebody and they're like, hey, I quit my Overdose membership and now I can't access anything. Well, you know, it is in the terms of condition on the Overdose that when you cancel your membership, your access is revoked immediately. From what I understand, that's just how the system we use works. I don't know. It might be adjustable. It might not. But either way, it is what it is. And it tells you that. that once you cancel, you'll lose access immediately. It doesn't matter if you're 3 days into your subscription. If you cancel it, you lose your subscription. Now, I know that's not the way a lot of things work, but it is the way a lot of things work also. And it's the way we work. So this person cancels their subscription. I think they had it for a couple months. And there's probably some people in the chat or in the comments that can attest to this. They cancel. They email me, hey, I was only 3 days into my subscription. Now I can't listen to anything. What gives? And, you know, instead of write them back like an asshole and be like, well, it's in the terms of service, I generally will email people back and be like, you know, it is in the terms of service. It tells you it's going to do that. But out of a show of good faith, you've been a member for 3 months. I'll go ahead and give you a free month. Your account's reactivated. Thank you for your support. Appreciate that. Like, that's my standard response to non-assholes. Does YouTube take 30% across the board? If Lite gets you $7 versus $11 subscribing at Onions, what's the advantage? Convenience? Okay. We do have, let me explain the Nobody Likes Onions tiers, because I realize it's gotten a little convoluted, but it isn't too hard, okay? You have YouTube, and you have NobodyLikesOnions.com. The overdose is only available at NobodyLikesOnions.com, okay? The full overdose. What do you get with the overdose? Everything. Everything. Period. It's not the fastest. For instance, the smoke show still isn't up on the overdose. It's 11 hours of video. I'm breaking it down into chunks so that it's digestible. That takes time. So it will be a few days before that comes out. Everything on the overdose takes a day or two at a minimum. But you get everything, including access to the entire back catalog of everything we've ever done that's available. And also RSS feeds for both Overdose exclusive content and the regular show, so you can listen on audio versions or video versions on demand. That's what you get with Overdose. And I make the most money off that. You pay $10, use a promo code again, you pay $9, I get $8.50 of that, okay? Around. $8, $8.50 of that. Now I still have to pay taxes on that, stuff like that. So whatever. I might, after all said and done, $5-6 out of that. Pocket money. So what is Overdose like? Everything else is on YouTube. Okay, that's Overdose. That's on the main site. Everything else is on YouTube. And there's pretty much two levels. There's the $1.99 level. That's the cheap level that I encourage everyone to join. It's $1.99. That's going to get you access to chat when we do members-only chats. That's going to get you access to every show live while it's happening. If I'm live on this channel and you have a $1.99 membership, $1.99, you can watch the live show that's on right now, no matter what it is. Members only show. We lock down the second half of PM in the AM, Melton in the morning, whatever the fuck this is. You'll be able to watch it with your $1.99 membership as long as it's live right now. The minute that it's over, your $1.99 membership doesn't let you watch it. You either have to have an Overdose membership on the website or this new level, Overdose Lite. Now, with Overdose Lite, you get access to watch all those shows, the $1.99 people watch live. You get access to them after they're over, on demand, whenever you want. Overdose Lite members now, I think there's 5 or 6 shows for you to watch, and that will only grow as we do more and more members-only content. For instance, when this show is over today, when this stream you're watching right now is over today, it will be locked down and only available to watch for Overdose Lite members and Overdose members on the website. Your $1.99 memberships won't be able to watch it. Your free members won't be able to watch it at all. We're going to cut the first 2 hours of it or whatever was free, and I'll re-upload another copy of it that the free pores can watch, the first half or whatever this is. So if that explains it, $1.99, everything live while it's happening on YouTube. $9.99, everything on YouTube for the most, not everything. It won't be everything. There'll be a few things I reserve for full Overdose members. Not very much, but a few things. I just want to put that out there. So if you don't want to go sign up at a new website and put in a new credit card and join the Overdose, join Overdose Lite. You're going to get mostly everything. That's the best way to explain it.
I don't want to do this all the time. I don't want to keep explaining this. Overdose Light will make your pussy throb. I can't guarantee that. We don't stand by any of those claims. Can you imagine any of this? No. No. People are going, Z. Believe me, I know. Do you think I don't know? Hold on. You guys don't want me to sit and explain levels all day? I need the real John Doe to let me know if that's good content. Hey, real John Doe, is this boring or fun? So I hope that explains it. The bottom line is, I've given you a million ways to give me your dollars. Can you please? Can you please? Where do we go from here, huh? Where do we go from here? How do we even cleanse the palate? Yeah. This is just a funny bite somebody put on our Discord. It's Aaron M. Holt explaining his margins on the Crescent Mountain coffee scam they're running. Oh, fuck. Pot it up, Patrick, you dumb bitch.
You know, oh, look, I was on the other side. Now I'm on this side. The ugly fuckling says, what is your margin on the coffee? Does it reduce the daily goals, or is it a money laundering scheme? I'll be honest. Yeah, it's a we're a front for a Colombian coke operation. No, it's the I want to give Johnny a raise fund, is what it is.
And, wow,
the margin is pretty good. I'm very transparent about that. $3 for Crescent, $3 for us.
Sure.
Each bag. So each bag is $3 for them, $3 for us.
So he wants you to believe. First of all, imagine doing this for $3 a bag. Imagine doing this for $3 a bag. So he tells you that Crescent Mountain makes $3 and they make $3. Now, just to review, I don't really care. I think the Zero Dark Tony guy is working on a documentary about how shitty this coffee is that they sell, and pretty much coffee for the most part. Most of this coffee is like horrible, horrible coffee. And Zero Dark Tony's going to prove it. But I love the cope here. Because first of all, I don't even think the math works out. I don't know. But Crescent Mountain sells a bag of that medium dark roast. Which, imagine that. A medium and dark roast. Cool blend. Medium dark roast. They sell the bag for like $15. And Steel Toe sells it for $25. Last time I had Rithmatic, that's $10 more. And they're saying Crescent makes $3 and we make $3. Me, you, and baby make $3. So then there's $4 left over. Now, the keen-eyed among you will be like, well, Patrick, the Steel Toe price includes shipping. I don't know if you can ship, you know, it costs me $3.99 to ship you a hat, and they're pretty light. That's what it costs me to ship a hat. That's what I charge you to ship a hat. I don't make margin on my shipping. You pay what I pay. By the way, postage is going up, so get ready for that to go up. But I love Citizen M. Zero Dark Tony is unstable and a serial liar, just FYI. So is Citizen M. Go into any chat room around the world and find the nearest Citizen M and watch him just spout spurgy shit that is full of untruths. I don't believe any of it. I said Zero Dark Tony's working on a documentary. That's what he said. I'm not endorsing it. I'm not saying it's great. I'm not saying he's definitely going to do it. He say he working on a documentary about coffee. That's all I say. That's all I say. If I watch it and it seems full of shit, I'll go like, oh, that is full of shit. Good point. You know. Who's that guy, Michael Moore? If I say he's working on a documentary, it doesn't mean he's not full of shit. Everybody stop adding things on to words I say.
You hear that, Carl? Carl instead of an M, the adding words on people. So let's say he's right. Let's say for somehow they're shipping this coffee for $4. And it's 25. He says he's only making three. That brings it down to 22 to Crescent Mountain, okay? He says Crescent Mountain's only making three, so that brings it down to 19. So they're saying the cost of shipping this coffee to the customer is $19. He sells it on his website for $15, which would imply that the price of shipping is $4. Okay, let's say that's true. That brings it down to $15 to match Crescent Mountain's normal price for that bag of coffee. Do you think Crescent Mountain doesn't make any profit on their $15 bags of coffee? I'd be willing to bet they do. I'd be willing to bet their margin's at least 30%, or they couldn't survive, or it wouldn't be worth doing. So if Crescent Mountain sells you a bag of coffee for $15, they have to be making something on that bag. Let's say it's only $3, but I have a feeling it's about $5 at least. That brings the price down to $10. Crescent Mountain is making more than $3. This is what I'm saying. Crescent Mountain's making $8 off that coffee. Steel Toe's making $3. That's what I'm alleging. You can't bring the price back down to 15 and be like, see, that's what the cost is. No. That's what Crescent retails for 15. You're retailing for 25. Crescent's margin is already built into the 15. So maybe Steel Toe's making $3 and it costs $7 to ship? I don't know. But I find it hard to believe that Crescent's only making $3 on a $15 bag of coffee. That's horrible. Those are horrible margins. Steel Toe makes less than the packager of his coffee. This is what I'm saying. But we knew that. We knew that had to be the case because Steel Toe is going through Crescent Mountain, which is a white labeler of Temecula coffee roasters. Steel Toe could have gone directly to Temecula and done their own deal and made more than twice as much. But they dumb. Imagine making April Imholt your GM of operations. I'm not kidding when I say she's one of the dumbest bitches on earth. She is not bright. She may know how to operate a hunting rifle and shoot a deer. She may even know how to dress a deer. I don't know. Put on a funny hat and a dress. But she knows jack shit about business. She knows jack shit about finance. She knows jack shit about margins, retailing, updating a website, how Twitch works, how Facebook works, how YouTube works, how the internet works, how trolls work. Remember when they had to explain to her what the fucking Federal Reserve was live on air? And then the next day she was lecturing FTX? It's like Sam Bankman-Fried may be a lying sack of shit, but he's way smarter than April Imholt. Crescent Mountain is just some asshole ordering directly from Temecula Coffee. It's on the web. Of course. I mean, we knew all this. It's just funny to hear him say that his margins are $3 and Crescent's are $3, because that ain't true. And by the way, is that where you want to get your coffee, where there's three tiers of margin packed in it? Because don't get it twisted. Temecula Roasters is making money on this bag. Crescent Mountain is making money on this bag. The U.S. Postal Service is making money on this bag. And Aaron Imholt is making money on this bag. Whereas he could have cut out Crescent completely, and that would have been a big chunk of that pie of margin. He's also not using the Mount Crescent brand at all. That's literally, there's no advantage in having Mount Crescent involved. Well, Mount Crescent's a company that was started in January, so there's no cachet to that name anyway. There's no, even if he was putting that name on the bag, you know, there'd be no benefit to doing that anyway. So you're, I mean, you're right, but like, why would you want Crescent Mountain on your bag? Brilliant GM, get a deal to sell coffee named after you, and then the husband that doesn't drink takes the name and someone else is getting most of their money. 100%. 100%. And just be dumb as fuck about it too, you know? Just be dumb as fuck about it. I love it. Let's head over to the Steel Toe Boring Show Reddit. We haven't been here in quite a while. Shout outs to Soft Weekly for running this Reddit. And every once in a while, there is something funny to watch on here. I thought this one's great. You know, the Producer Joe stuff happened. We haven't really covered it on this show because I don't really care. Apparently, like, Producer Joe, like, pulled a gun and waved it at his 70-year-old neighbor or something. Producer Joe, like, had a meltdown and screamed at a bunch of employees in a fucking medical facility. Whatever. I've definitely snapped and yelled in public. Old people are annoying as fuck. I get it. I don't want to rehash the stuff. I think Shuley and all those guys should 100% not ever stop roasting Producer Joe for his criminal history. I will say that. Like, as much as no one, you know, I'll stand up for Chad a little bit. Everyone constantly berates Chad about sitting on a black cock, his dead brother, his deadbeat stepdad, stealing credit cards, wrecking a car, pretending to be robbed, pretending to get hit by a black eye. You know, this guy can't make up enemies fast enough, and he never gets let go about it. You can't let Producer Joe off. I mean, this is wild shit. There should never stop being jokes about Producer Joe abusing the elderly. That should be inexplicably tied to his name throughout time and space for eternity. Now, Chad gets very sensitive about the gay stuff and about the. Someone was saying Chad's asexual. That's interesting to me. I know a lot of comics that are asexual. I feel like Ray might be asexual. You know, maybe that's true. Maybe that's true. I don't know. A lot of these guys are on Ozempic. Oh, God. Aaron has a store on his site. There was no reason why he should be selling this on a My Shopify site rather than his official website. It's like, again, there's a million ways to set up a shrimple shopping cart. Say that 14 times real slow. I literally have challenged them to change one word on their website. I don't think they can. I think their GM has lost access to their website and they can't figure it out. They don't even know how to reset the password or who to call. It's GoDaddy, by the way. Your site's hosted with GoDaddy. Call GoDaddy. They have your password. The funniest part of the coffee scam is Steel Toe concocted a story about getting into business with an old friend. He talked about working with a well-established brand, but Mount Crescent was only started literally like a month and a half before they came up with this idea. It's all lies. Pulling a gun on grandpa is fucked up. I don't know. Have you seen some of these grandpas? Have you seen some of the gramps out there? Chad gets girls. They just don't stay once they find out. I don't know. Either way, like you gotta relentlessly tease Producer Joe now about the elderly thing. Come on. How do you not? So if you remember back to the interview where Ray DeVito soft shoot around with Steel Toe Aaron for a while, you know, Aaron comes in, gives Ray DeVito a positive stroking, and then for the rest of the interview, Ray's rendered just useless, just an upside down cat on Aaron's lap being stroked. Aaron controlled the whole interview. Ray had a bad connection. Producer Joe kept interjecting with good points, harder questions, you know, not quite the right ones, but he was doing his best to hold Aaron's feet to the fire. Aaron was, you know, dancing around everything and making excuses as usual. And Aaron doesn't go on shows where he expects any kind of pushback. Aaron said he would go on any show and talk in good faith to anybody. And then when we pressed him to come on this show, say whatever you want. I'm brutal. I make fun of people. Like when, if Aaron comes on the show, the jokes stop and we talk one-on-one like human beings. But he can't do it. I mean this with 100% sincerity. He cannot do it. He couldn't hold up to the questions I will ask. He can't do it. The entire world of his grifts will become unspiraled and untethered from all of his lies, and he shall just careen into a mass cave of darkness and depression where he has to reckon with everything that I tell him about himself. So he'll never do it. And rest assured, when he got off that interview after producer Joe, he was boiling and steaming. And the same way with Corey Adam, when he acted like it didn't bug him, and then you see him get madder and madder, and by the end of the show, he's frothed as fuck. And then him and April have a meltdown on the phone with him and scream at Corey. Remember, on the show, he acted all cool and calm like it didn't bother him. Aaron's not good at hiding his emotions. Aaron's not good at being honest about anything. So he acts like it's cool and calm. Those are his words coming out of his mouth. But we watch him get more and more upset. We hear the stories from Corey Adams about the screaming and the yelling. April crying. We know April cries anytime anything happens. And she has to hold Aaron sobbing. So the same thing happened with producer Joe. And I think it's Egg Picker. This mod that they pissed off has gone on a rampage creating a YouTube account and kind of like taken over, just cutting ridiculous clips of Aaron. And they end up on the Steel Toe Boring Show Reddit. They end up on YouTube. But they pissed this Egg Picker off. You know, we originally thought this Egg Picker, it's a British kid, I think, but we thought it might have been an April alt account in the beginning. But boy, they scorned this mod, and this mod can't stop fucking going after them. And they put together, now that Joe's, same way with Chad. Remember, they washed their hands of all this shit. But now that Joe's down being kicked, and Joe, remember, in Aaron's head, Joe kicked him. In Aaron's head, Joe besmirched him. In Aaron's head, Joe attacked him with facts. So Aaron had it in his Rolodex, if I ever get a chance to go after Joe, I will. So all this stuff comes out about Joe abusing elderly, allegedly, and Aaron can't wait to pile on. Now remember, they do a show that's about big, broad topics. They don't want to be down in the mud anymore with Chad and MLC and Levy and Shuley and... We're leaving that world behind. That's wrestling stuff. We don't do that. Yet here they are doing a whole segment about producer Joe. Just because he's down, they're going to kick him, just like Chad. And I don't think that's fair. This is where I do defend Chad. This is where I do defend producer Joe. Either way, this Egg Picker put together a video juxtaposing Aaron back then and Aaron now. So you'll hear his real opinions about producer Joe and hear how he gaslit himself either then or now. It doesn't really matter. But the lies, boy, the lies, huh?
Just doesn't like him.
Joe doesn't like me. It's not illegal.
So this is from March. This is from the interview in March. This was right after the interview with Joe. Here's what they had to say.
Legal for him not to like me.
There can be instances where it's just a simple explanation. Right. Not everything is complex.
And as much as he doesn't like me, he was very respectful in his questioning. My only criticism would be the way he paced the show as a producer. But that's his prerogative.
The only criticism is the way he paced the show. I thought he was very respectful. I just didn't like how he paced the show. Okay, that's a bullshit criticism, because what does that even mean? You know, he would pop up when Ray had nothing to say. He would pop up when Ray would disconnect. So, like, he didn't really pace the show until, like, they would go on tangents where it was literally just, like, Ray sucking Steel Toe's dick about stuff we already know and letting Steel Toe lie about his radio career and stuff. Steel Toe, I'll have you believe, he's been crushing it for years and years and years. Meanwhile, what's happened is he's just been fired from everything constantly. You didn't, like, graduate from broadcast radio to Twitch and graduate from Twitch to YouTube. That's not what happened at all. You were booted out of every one of those things. You were a complete failure by not controlling your emotions in every one of those instances, which caused you to lose your livelihood. I mean, that's true.
Mm. But as far as his... what do you call it? As far as his issues or whatever with me or his questions with me.
Criticisms.
Yeah, I thought those were totally fine. I didn't think those were out of line.
He's 100% lying. He's 100% lying because we watched over the course of a couple of days him get increasingly more bitter and bitter about that interview. But this is right after it. Just keep listening. The only problem he had was pacing. He thought Joe was fair. He has no problem with the criticism.
At all. In fact, it set me up nicely. If you're a
this is a dream.
Conspiracy theorist, you would think Joe set it up so that I could look good in responding to these criticisms. Like he brought up these criticisms so I could swat them away. I promise that didn't happen.
Aaron really thinks to this day that he came out of that interview looking great. He still says that kind of stuff, like that interview couldn't have gone better. We shut the haters down. It's like, you don't let the haters near you. If someone questions you in your chat, they're banned. If someone super chats something you don't like, they're banned. You will never do an interview with anybody with real questions, hard-hitting questions. You want to do softball. So how'd you get into radio? When'd you start streaming? And you guys are in Minnesota? What's that like? That's what you want to do. That is all you want to do. Fun promotional puff pieces. That's what Aaron wants to do. Citizen M says, I questioned Aaron about this discrepancy and he beat around the bush with his only excuse being a lie about how in the moment Aaron stuck up for Joe because people were angry at him. It's like, well, people are angry at him now and you're piling on. So that doesn't add up. That's not congruent. No. Everyone thought Joe was a hero after that interview. Aaron was a clown after that interview. Ray was a clown after that interview. And everyone said, thank God for Joe. Everyone. You're rewriting history. That's how that interview went. Ray bombed. Ray blew it. Aaron bombed. And Joe made it interesting and saved the day by interjecting both drama, conflict, and truth. But rewrite it however you want to write it. Aaron didn't come out a winner of that. It's so insane. Aaron is swallowing his fake confident voice. If it travels any further down his throat, he'll start gagging. He has to reinforce those thoughts in his own head because deep down he knows he sucks. This is still right after the interview. Remember, the only problem he has is pacing. Everything else he didn't have a problem with. He thought it was fair. He thought Joe was respectful. Remember all this in March.
Right, it can't just be that he brought them up and you answered.
Right. Shuley did not do this as a way to get Aaron. You know, my answers and all of my positions. Sure. And did, you know, like, I've been doing this long enough to know, did a great job with it. Did a wonderful job handling Joe and his questions. And Joe was not, you know, people wrote me and they said, that Joe's a piece of shit. That
Aaron also, like, doesn't get this. It's like, no one's sitting around waiting for you to critique your own shit. He does this every show, every day, and he sure does it every time there's like an interview or some sort of special appearance like this. He's like, I did a great job. I thought I did a great job. I couldn't have handled it any better, handled all of Joe's questions, shut down the haters. It's almost like they lobbed him up and we were working together. So I have no problem with that. I shut it down. We did a great show, had a great interview. Ray handled it great. I was awesome. It's like, no one, and I mean, really hear me out on this. No one talks like this. Nobody. Maybe Trump. You know, that's why it's a fucking lull every time. It's like, I'm the best. I know some of the best words. I give some of the best speeches. I have some of the best slaves. That's how Trump speaks. That's how Trump talks. No one sits around after their own thing. My special's coming out June 9th. Imagine if when it comes out, he's like, if I was like, I did a great special, one of the best specials. People are saying it's the best. I handled the comedy, went up to the microphone, showed it who was boss. It's like, what? Let other people say that about you, Aaron. Other people should say he handled it well. He shot down all the hate. He handled all the questions. The problem is no one saying that, so Aaron has to say it. The problem is no one after that interview was like, Aaron really fucking, God, we were expecting him to bomb, but he really shut it down. It's like, Aaron hits Aaron. You're right. Aaron hits Aaron's goal every time. Aaron never has a bad show. Aaron never doesn't have an answer. Aaron's always right. And if you don't believe me, he'll tell you about it. He'll let you know. I'm always wrong. I fuck shit up a lot. And don't take my word for anything. I'm putting that out there right now. I rarely win. Steel Toe's better. Chad's better. I get it. I don't give a fuck what anyone thinks. I don't need to tell you I'm a winner. You're here. But he's continuing. Go on.
Joe was trying to sabotage the interview that Joe's... I don't agree with that. I don't think Joe was trying to sabotage the interview.
Joe didn't try to sabotage the interview. He was respectful. I didn't have any problem with his complaint.
I think Joe got a little bit of chat cancer, and he wanted he didn't want the chat writing that Ray's softballing or whatever, so he felt like he had to interject.
Why would the chat be going Ray's softballing? Why would the chat be doing that? You know, his instinct is that the chat's always wrong and trolling. It's like the chat in some ways is just a mirror. It's just a reflection of what's going on. It's like when I start explaining the tears, somebody goes Z, 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 Z. It's like, correct. You know, imagine me banning that guy. Be like, me explaining the levels is boring. Get the fuck out. It's like, it's rude. It hurts. I'm crumbling inside. You should. It's not a nice thing to say.
I don't care about it, but it's not good behavior.
But imagine me banning you for it. Imagine me, you know. It is boring, me explaining the levels and how the show works. Correct. Correct. Fair enough. You got me. Are you a Spurg for not being able to hold it into yourself for a couple minutes? Probably. Probably. The real John Doe. But you're not wrong. You know. Aaron's always right. Aaron's never wrong. And if the chat's telling him he's wrong, they probably are trolls and need to be banned. And that's why their chat's dead. That's why their mods all turn. That's why people drop like flies over there. And it's why, despite them having 100 more live viewers than me every day, sometimes they don't beat me in total views. They're winning, and you can't tell them any different.
I promise he didn't. It would have been fine if he hadn't interjected. But I can see where he felt he needed to. And I don't think he was being disingenuous.
Oh, wow. Why is that?
I think everything he didn't like about me was genuine. I think he genuinely doesn't like what I do.
Mm-hmm.
He got a little cunty about it at the end, but I think that's just because I handled his questions a little bit better than he thought I would.
Anytime anybody gets mad at Aaron, anytime anybody has a problem with Aaron, it's jealousy or they're just mad he does it better. It's like, it really is an insane amount of homemade Kool-Aid that he's drinking. It's just bananas. It's just bananas. It's the opposite of like a human reaction. Really. He got angry at the end, and I have to say it's probably just because I'm amazing at what I do. What about every time when you get mad and spurg out at your chat? Are you mad because your chat's amazing? How does that work?
Right, like most of these things.
Yeah, he got a little cunty at the end. He says, oh, just because you do a shitty morning show doesn't mean I hate you. And it's like, oh, now don't be a fucking baby. So
imagine Aaron telling someone not to be a baby.
Joe interjects. Ray gets a topic going. Ray and I are having a good conversation.
Ray and your topics, again, we're like softball, like, so where'd you grow up? How'd you get into comedy? Garbage. You know, Ray's podcast. Ray's whole podcast. Ah, remember this band? Hums a few lines, reads a chat, says, that guy's cool. He hates me, but that guy's cool.
Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, and Joe's off camera, I just hear, Ray, we got to get to these super chats.
And all of us listening are like, no.
All of us listening are like, no. Wrong, ape. Wrong. While you guys are talking about baseball cards and burping, the chat has real questions for this guy that avoids real questions. We're not sitting in the thing like April going, oh, no, wrong. You are, because you're shaking on your sofa, worried about how your boyfriend's going to handle questions. And you know why you're worried about that? Because he crumbles in your arms and you have to hold him while he sobs. By your admission, you said that on the show. You admitted you have to hold your man while he sobs gently into your chest. So, of course, when tough questions come up in Super Chats, you were like, no. The audience, we're all like, no. It's like, where do you think the questions come from? They come from the audience. So by April's logic, the audience doesn't want their questions answered. Okay, ape. Imagine letting this woman inside your house. This is a feral bitch. This is a feral bitch. Get some plywood and build a lean-to. You know, this woman needs to live in a goddamn tree stand. The chat's super chatting in questions and they want to read them and the whole chat is going like, no. Hold on, the chat's saying no, don't read our questions? April. I mean, there's not a crazier lie to tell. This might be the craziest lie out of all of it is producer Joe's like, hey, there's a bunch of super chats. These people want answers. And April's like, and we're all like, no. It's like, we were all like that.
They're on to something here. Let him finish. Right.
And there were all these people restreaming and I'm getting these DMs from these people. So Joe interjects. Ray gets a topic going. Ray and I are having a good conversation.
Find me a clip of that show where they have a good topic going, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, and Joe's off camera, I just hear, Ray, we got to get to these super chats.
And all of us listening are like, no.
It's like, that is the most insane lie of this whole clip.
They're on to something here. Let him finish. Right.
Find me the clip where he goes, we need to read the super chats. I want to see what they were on to. I got to hear the big segment they were in.
God
and there were all these people restreaming, and I'm getting these DMs from these people restreaming, and they're going, this is killing the flow of this show. We tuned in to watch you and Ray together. Yeah.
Okay, let's cover this. I think Shuli was streaming it. I was streaming it. Chad was streaming it. Potato was streaming it. Maybe Bedabbler was streaming it. There were a lot of people streaming that Ray interview. And he's saying, Aaron is saying this. And by the way, show one of the texts. Aaron is trying to say that the people restreaming it, i.e. me, Chad, Bedabbler, the potato, the corn, Shuli Network, whoever was restreaming, those are the people who do that. He's saying that those people were messaging him saying, the super chats and tough questions are ruining the show. We tuned in to hear you and Ray. Everyone tuned in to hear Steel Toe dance around tough questions. of which Ray was asking zero. You want me to believe that any of those people I just named were texting Aaron during the interview? Come on, man. Quit answering the questions and get back to you and Ray talking about baseball cards and how comedy started and your big August show with Gino. Can you imagine? Like, it doesn't, that doesn't even, what? So April says the chat doesn't want their questions answered. And Ray and Aaron says all the people who are hate streaming Aaron are messaging Aaron saying, quit answering the questions, man. We tuned in for you and Ray. No one ever tuned in for Ray. No one. I heard about a guy once, but I think it was made up. I saw a cave drawing where one guy said, like, maybe he tuned into Ray. It was just a broken laptop, a beer, and a dresser. You couldn't really make out the hieroglyphic. People speculate it may have been an early rendering of Ray, but no one really knows for sure. What is he talking about? He's nuts. Everyone was screaming that Ray was blowing it. I mean, no one felt about it how they're saying everyone felt about it. No one. No one. When this was over, no one said Steel Toe killed it, Ray killed it, couldn't have gone better. No one. No one. Zero. Like, fuck. Imagine being this out of it. Imagine being this dishonest. What do you even get from being dishonest with yourself like this? It baffles me. Again, this is still back in March right after the interview. Here we go. Yeah.
What's with all this super chat shit? And the super chats are about the nastiest, grossest, like lowbrow.
Again, they come from the crowd. Those come from the audience of Ray, from the Shuley Network, from the MLC universe. That's how everyone felt about you. They wanted answers. You think people wanting answers is like the lowest of the low, the haters.
Oh, incorrect.
Shitty human being stuff you can write. And from the very outset, from the first one, I just went, this is exactly how I thought it was going to be.
Go on an unvarnished show, any show, go on a show where no one knows who you are and do an interview and watch what people say about your vibe. Any show, you pick the show. I don't even care what the topic is, who the host is, as long as they don't know you and the audience doesn't know you. Go on that shit. Go on a show and do any kind of interview you want and take the pulse of the crowd afterwards and find out if they're Aaron Imholt fans. You make people uneasy. You rub people as phony. Everything about you is not genuine. You're a spaz. You're corny. You lie. You're not plugged into reality. And I don't know how, but you married the only other person willing to gaslight you and head down that fucking dark alley of bullshit that you call reality, which is just a fucking figment. I mean it. Any show, as long as you have no reputation there, go on it and just take a poll of the crowd afterwards and go, what'd you think of Aaron Imholt? They'll go, weird guy. Skeezy guy, little scammy guy, little weird guy, odd guy. And does he just hang out with that prawn? Get it? Because
just look at all my scrampy up.
Back to the post interview cope. This is again in March after the Ray interview.
It's almost like I knew there was a trap set and I sprung the trap.
Right.
And I just, multiple times in the interview, I go, guys, come on, you do better than this. Come on, let's do it.
So he's like, as soon as I got ambushed, I defeated it immediately. I was like, good try, guys.
Wait, Come on, let's do something. Ray and I are laughing. The super chats come in. We make fun of the person sending the super chat. We have a great laugh, so on and so forth. All right, good. Took care.
Again, with Ray, the biggest NPC there is. So, like, of course, if you were laughing at them, Ray was laughing at them. He doesn't know how to do a show. He doesn't know how to confront somebody. He let his stepfather shit in his mouth while he bathed. You know, you think he's going to pipe up with an opinion? No, he'll literally gargle logs if it means dad's love.
Here are the super chats. Ray goes, all right, now I want to talk about Corey Adam. Or now I want to talk about the radio. Or now I want to talk about this or that. And I get into an answer, and it's going well. Ray and I are having, we had good.
As if they had him on to talk radio. We just wanted to get him on and talk radio.
Chemistry, we had a good rapport.
Yes, you did.
Ray, we got to get to these super chats. Like, towards the end, Joe was almost in panic mode. He was interrupting all the time about these fucking super chats. I hate to pull my professional broadcaster card.
We're not doing that anymore, Aaron. First of all, you've never been a pro broadcaster. Do people forget this? He's never worked for a real radio station. He bought airtime and sold his own ads. Yes, it was broadcast on terrestrial radio. He's never worked. I repeat, sue me, Aaron. Hi, Aaron. Hi, Aaron's lawyer. He's never worked for a real traditional radio station ever. Ever.
But a little piece of advice. The doing the show only for the super chats is not entertainment.
He's dumb because for 3 days leading up to it, that was the whole thing. It's like you have to read all the super chats. There's going to be hard questions. Steel Toe never goes on an interview because he can't answer hard questions. He's going on Ray's because he thinks it's going to be a softball layup. It was. And we're going to have hard questions. Do you promise? We made Shuley promise he would read all the super chats. So that's why producer Joe was doing his job and saying we have to get to the super chats. Dalish just called him an NPC too. I didn't even see that. That was a genuine thought. So multiple people think that about Ray. Jesus.
No, there's a time for them.
Right. It's not a good show. You got to watch Mersh and Royce do it. You got to watch, you know, us do it. When it comes to people donating and contributing to your show, get through what you're doing.
Imagine Aaron saying, I never caught this before, but imagine Aaron saying, the super chats are interrupting your show. Watch Steel Toe to see how to do a show without letting money interfere. It's like, there's never been a guy who begs more per hour. There's never been a guy who begs more on a show and talks more about money. Rumble rants, memberships, gifted memberships, PayPal, stream elements, VIPs, buy a hoodie, buy a sweater, buy some coffee. It never stops. It never stops. I try to hit it up top early, hit it late, and let's have a sandwich of a show that's just filled with content. I can't sit here and beg all show. By the way, are there super chats I need to read? Teach me how it's done, Aaron. Tommy Seven names, $5. Duh, no. Detroit Scotsman, thanks for joining Overdose Light, I believe. Aaron looks at his lotto numbers daily and says, I knew it. Right. I was going to go to the store and play those numbers. Ask anyone. I'd be surprised if he doesn't call up the lottery commission and argue with them. Are you sure it was a 3? Are you sure? Draw it again. You know, I run a lottery over here and we do it differently. Why don't you put all the things in an envelope and draw them out after some dumb bitch scrawls it out on a piece of paper? That's how we do lotteries. You guys got a bingo hopper? Interesting. That's not how we do it. Actually, they do. Go on.
Do your segment. Do what you've prepped out. And then after...
There was nothing prep... Again, tell me you don't pay attention to anything without... Like, Ray's never had prep in his life. Ray goes live every night and goes, what's up, everybody? What's up? What's up? What's up, guys? It's the wrap-up show. What's up? What's up, guys? What's up, guys? Going on a little early tonight. What's up, guys? And then just mumbles to his chat. I sent Carlos a link. I sent Carlos a link. I sent Ari Jane a link. It's like, well, thank God Carlos Danger is there to rescue you, or some bitch who makes deodorant out of in a crock pot in her house. Thank God.
That between that and the next one, pick a few out, knock them out, save the rest for later. It totally ruins the flow of any kind of show you're doing.
Take
if
it from
you're just interrupting all the time and going, get to the super chats, get to the super.
Take it from Steel Tone, how to do a show not interrupted for money.
Super chats. It's Ray's show. Ray should have been allowed to run his show. I don't dislike Joe. I think Joe, like I said, I think his criticisms were fair and honest. And I got to call him out on a few things and say, bah, 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 what you just said there, that was actually horseshit. Here's what happened. And I think Joe was satisfied with the answers. Joe, you know, didn't get real snippy or, you know, until the end with a little tiny, tiny comment, not even a big deal. Didn't really get cunty or snippy or anything like that. And I did get him to admit, he's like, no, I just don't like your show and I'm not a big fan of yours. Like, I know, look, everybody who hears you asking these questions
knows that.
Knows you're not a big fan of mine. Like,
so why doesn't that apply to the chat room and the super chat? April's like, we all wanted to just hear Ray and Aaron talk. We're like, no questions, no super chats. You're ruining the show. But again, the questions come from the chat. The questions come from the viewers. So by your logic, when you go, of course, we knew he didn't like us from his questions. It's like, why can't you do that math for the crowd? Why can't you do that math for the viewers? Why can't you do that math for the super chats? The super chats are the chat. The super chats are the viewers. They're asking, by your own admission a minute ago, I saw the questions coming in and I was like, oh boy, this is what it's going to be. Yeah, they were all hate questions. So by your own logic, the whole viewership consortium as a whole hated you, didn't like you. How is this a win again? Like, using his own logic, he bombed. By his own logic.
Right, I don't know. The club.
I don't know if Joe thought he was being sleuthy.
I don't know.
But
right, it wasn't very sleuthy.
We all kind of got that vibe. And Stevie Lou and some other people were writing me. And they said, yeah, the more Joe kind of interjected on Ray's interview, the more the chat kind of turned against him.
But again, Stevie Lou is like one of the big... Look, I don't really have a problem with Stevie Lou. He's out of it as fuck. He's out of it as fuck. He is not plugged into the latest version of the firmware. He is not receiving every update. Ray and Stevie Lou and Chad, like, these guys are out of it. Last night, Chad uploaded like all his stand-up and sketch videos to his new channel, one after the other, after the other, after the other, after the other. It's just like every instinct this guy has is bad. It's like there's never been a better way to get 100 views on every video for eternity than to just put out 7 videos in an hour. Like...
Okay.
And yeah, that was the weirdest part to me. The Joe stuff was the weirdest part because the super chat thing was killing the vibe of the show. Like it was here. You got all
again. The super chats are just a mirror. The super chats are a reflection of what the audience is feeling and thinking. By your own admission, they were all hostile and mean. That's what the audience is thinking and feeling. Now, over out of the corner of my eye, I just saw a yellow super chat pop up. Haven't read it yet. It looks lengthy. It looks like a girthy one. I haven't looked over and saw it. There's the notification. Now, whatever this says, I haven't looked over at it yet. Whatever it says, someone spent, it's yellow, $10 to say that. It is nothing other than a reflection of what is happening on this show right now, no matter what it says. Let's go read it. It's from Let's Go Brandon. Aaron is super cringe. He's super dorky and arrogant. He uses movie quotes to bash the haters. What that tells me is I'm not being as cringe as him right now, because the foremost sentiment of this comment wasn't, Patrick, Aaron's cringe, but you are being super cringe right now. You know what I mean? And they will super chat that. Have you seen MLC? People super chat to call me out on shit all the time. But let's not pretend that the chat or the super chat is anything other than like an exact reflection of the vibe. Now, don't get me wrong. Every once in a while, a troll will just hate you with hundreds. But their logic that like, we were sitting in the audience like, hello, please let Ray and Aaron talk. It's like, you weren't though. You're talking about how hostile the chat was. That is the audience. No, the other people watching at home without the chat, who you don't hear from. Those of us with a silent voice who aren't busy cross-talking. We wanted to hear Aaron talk about baseball cards and comedy. What?
All these people watching to see what Ray and Aaron do. And you're kind of like shoehorning this other thing in there. And it's just people sending in like $2 at a time saying the same shit.
By the way, I'd love to watch a no super chat show with just Aaron and Ray. Like what would that even be? What would it even be? Just Aaron sucking his own dick and Ray going, can I help? That literally is what it would be.
Shit. And Ray and I laugh and we're like, oh God, could you imagine being this guy? I don't think it could have gone any better than it did.
Of course. Every show every day is the best show. We had a great show. Every show before it starts, we have an amazing show today. It could never have gone any better. Hit it.
Now here's how you interrupt the flow of a show. Super Chats, Venmo, PayPal, Rumble, SnipeStreamer, SwallowSpit, Red Rocket. All the links are here. Send me a paper check. Buy from my Amazon wish list. Get April something from Pinterest.
Fucking hell.
I thought it was a fucking home run for Steel Toe.
Producer Joe. Imagine that. I thought it was a home run for Steel Toe. So now the news comes out. Producer Joe from Shuley Network treats nurses like garbage, pulls a gun on an old man. So remember, this is over 2 months have gone by since that interview. Over 2 months. Since all that stuff we just watched. That was back in March after the interview. So over 2 months have gone by since that shit happened. And it's just been stewing in Aaron. It's just been stewing. And now Joe has some news come out. And Aaron couldn't wait to pile on, rewrite history, and gaslight himself once again with April by his side, co-signing all of his horse shit. I genuinely wonder if she believes all of it or she's just like, I have to co-sign all his shit because I'm out here on this life draft with him. We got to keep it afloat. I know my husband is an insane, lying, narcissist, megalomaniac. But what can I do?
So fucked up when he got cunty with the audience and hijacked the show.
So producer Joe fucked up when he got cunty with an audience and hijacked the show. Stark contrast from, I thought he was respectful. I didn't have any problem with all of his contradictions. He got a little cunty at the end, but I set him straight. And I handled it all. It couldn't have gone better for Steel Toe. I think it was a home run. The only thing I had a problem with was a little bit of the pacing. Now it's like, he got cunty, he hijacked the show.
I said this from day one.
Did you?
When I was on that Ray DeVito's show and fucking Joe bullied Ray and treated Ray like shit.
Remember when he said I thought he was respectful? The only problem I had was with pacing. Now he treated Ray like shit.
And didn't respect Ray as the host. It turned out to be, like, I handled it remarkably well. I came out of that looking great.
Like, does it ever get tiresome to him?
Joe came out of it looking like a fucking douche. People thought he was a cunt.
That just didn't happen. No one came out of it looking like a douche except Steel Toe. Ray came out of it looking weak and stupid. Steel Toe came out of it looking like a rib removal specialist sucking his own dick. No one, what world is he in? I did great. I killed it. People were running around asking if they could start a parade for me afterwards. Like, what?
He looked like an asshole.
Ray kind of looked like he got cucked by his producer. I felt bad for Ray. I always feel bad for Ray.
I also see Ray as like everybody's whipping boy.
Right, right. And
that's why you did the interview. You would never go on an interview with... By the way, even Chad would drop the ball and fuck this up. You won't go on a show with anybody with a bit of intellect or ability to focus questions to you. I mean, you wouldn't have the nuts. You won't answer a real question. You only went on Ray's show because he's a softball whipping boy. You're not going on MLC again. You're not going on Shuley's show. You'd get eaten alive. You'd get eaten alive if you did that. So you'll go on Ray's show. You'll go on Gino's show. April will go on Chrissy's show where she pretends to be a normal girl. It's one of the creepiest performances ever, watching April with six other women try to fit in. Woods Girl ain't got nothing going on. Woods Girl doesn't know how to, like, even pretend she's had a lemonade from Panera. Like, she doesn't live in girl world. She doesn't know how to do this stuff.
I walked away from that going, I've met this producer, Joe, a million times. Meaning, I've met this NPC. I've met this stamp and repeat human being many times in my life before. This is a guy who has no real authority in his life.
Mm-hmm.
This is a guy who holds no sway over anyone. So any kind of control, any kind of feeling better than someone, he
says, a guy who makes his wife shovel the driveway and take out the trash,
can get, he will take it. But you can't try that with me because I'm, you know, a Joe is down here. Well, okay, I'm down here and a Joe is way down here. Like, I ain't shit, but I'm way more than a producer, Joe. Cocktiff says, Joe ruined your interview. Fuck that dude. He really did. He tried to make himself the focal point.
So now he ruined the interview. It was a home run. Couldn't have gone better. I thought Joe was respectful. I had no problem with his questioning. The only problem I had was with his pacing a little bit, but I handled all his questions well, shot him down. Now he ruined the interview. I mean, this is
point of that whole thing.
It wasn't good.
But he's not very good at this. He's good at hitting buttons and running sound, although I hear at...
Okay, that's the end of the clip. I just thought that was worth watching. That's Aaron M. Holt in a nutshell. So when people say, like, oh, do Steel Toe. It's like we do vignettes of really poignant moments to show people what Aaron M. Holt's like. Such as this one. Also, this was a good one.
You don't need this shit.
Do you need that?
Shuley, you're running a very successful thing. I know some people don't like Shuley. Some people do. Shuley's running a successful thing right now. Keep it successful. He's got a Patreon with 750 people on it. He's got a YouTube channel that I think is doing well in the super chats. It's doing well in the views. I think in terms of views, channel-wise, it goes Carl, Shuly us in that, like, in that world. I mean, we're,
remember, he left this world. He's not in the world anymore, but he compares himself to that.
Kind of tacitly, we do our own thing over here. But if
we do our own thing over here, but I'm going to compare myself to these specific small channels that I've denounced that we're not in that world anymore. But that's who I'm going to use for my comparisons.
If you want to lump us into that world, Carl Shuly us. You know, if you go on Social Blade MLC, because they don't keep their shit up, they don't do very well in views.
Sure.
And then everyone else below that is doing dog like half.
It's like, this is the most insane lie ever. NLO does your numbers or better every day. We're in the same exact ballpark. I made up a morning show and set an alarm every day for 2:30, 3 a.m. I get 2 hours of sleep every night. I go to bed at midnight and I'm up at 2:30 every night, operating on 3 hours of sleep. If I'm lucky, started a fake morning show in your time slot and do almost as good as you live and smoke your ass half the week on total views. We're literally like in the same exact region within 500 views every fucking day. And you want to keep discounting it like everyone else is way down here. It's like, bitch, please lie more to everybody. And by the way, that's what he does. He'll just, he silos information to his pay pigs over there. They're not allowed to talk about other shows. They're not allowed to discuss facts. They're not allowed to criticize the host. My whole chat is full of idiots trying to get me and criticize me. Imagine giving shits. You paid your $1.99? Get in here. Talk some shit. Does Carl have a membership? Get in here. Tell everybody I'm telling everybody to cancel. NLO is in the sewer. This is the greatest show. Fake morning show? Yeah, fake morning show. Do you think this is a real morning show? This is a nut. This is a nut man pretending to do a morning show. That's what my whole podcast has become. A fake morning show. I haven't done a regular episode in 2 weeks. Who has the time? This is NLO now. My fake morning hour that lasts 4 to 5 hours every day. So, wow. So now that Joe's in a little trouble, Aaron wants him kicked off Shuly's network. He's trying to get him his job gone.
Everyone else, so there's Carl, Shuly, and we're in a distant third, and everyone else has half the views that we do. So
I mean, it's just a lie. There's not, I love it when people do these insane things where they go like, everyone else has half. No, they don't. No, they don't. Are you like Carl? Are you living 2 months ago? Because no. No, we don't have half. What dream are you worlding in? It's like when he goes, so many people reached out on Twitter and said we had a great show. And it's like, Twitter's public. We can see that you're lying. No one reached out. A lot of people are tweeting that they love the about Steel Toe. No, they aren't. It's public. The only other time I've seen that done is when Red, like literally Red Bar said that, like Melton's getting hundreds of people tweeting him. It's like, it's public. Go back. You can go back today and look. It's like 7 idiots, probably 3 of which had duplicate accounts. But when Aaron's like, so many people reached out and said we had a good show today, it's zero. You can't find a tweet where they were going like, you killed it today. Great show. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. So for you to go like, everyone else has half the views, it's like, the number is right beside, anybody can just see the number. He's one of those guys that like doesn't think anybody will ever go look.
I make three and Creston makes three. It's like, all right, well, that brings it down to $19. Why is it 19 instead of 15 then if you're both making three? And what about the margin built into the 15 that Creston charged? It's just like, you act like the rest of us don't know math or have eyes. I don't know how to, I don't even know how to deal with it. Christ, it the same guy who is in his mid-30s and get beat up by a 19-year-old? What does that mean? WATP Kevin, $2. I think Carl is butthurt you didn't go on WATP. I told him I would. We were trying to get Stuttering John on. I was tweeting with Stuttering John. And I said, give me a week. You know, if I go on your show, Stuttering John will never come on my show. And I was trying to negotiate in good faith with Stuttering John, who I don't know at all or nor anything about, really, other than people are piling on him. Was trying to get him on an interview to do a really unbiased, objective interview. And I knew that if I went on WATP, that would ruin my chances. Now, Carl wanted me on there to pile on Chad. But I think, but maybe you're right. I don't assume people are that thin-skinned. Really? Could that be it? I didn't go on WATP. So it's like, by the way, I guess turn then? You know? I'll be looking forward to my episode. Hi, Carl. Hi, Carl's team. So I'll look forward to my clips over on WATP. I'd love an episode. I think it's great. Put me on. Put me in the game, coach. I'm ready for my clips. I was talking to Carl about something else entirely. He never mentioned a word to me. And even as yesterday, he messaged me something unrelated and never brings up anything about the other. You know, like if you really had a problem with me striking channels and you were really trying to fight for this, like, I don't care for that kind of, like, and by the way, when it comes to copyright, I totally agree with you. Copyright striking channels, clip me all you want. It's not really my concern. Again, if you were to download an entire sketch of mine and just re-upload it to your channel like Chad does, yeah, I'll probably copyright strike your ass. Fuck you. If you want to download my show and make fun of it, like, okay. Just please don't call me a fat onion. That would break my world. That would send me into a spiral. There's no thing Carl would ever report a video for. I guess you're better than me. I guess they do things a little bit different up there in Rochester. But I got no problem with Carl. He's like absolutely talking out his ass about me on, I don't know why, every show he can get on. Like, again, two or three yesterday, and then I saw a clip from MLC last Saturday where he's repeating all the same shit. And it's like, you don't even know, and you're just telling people I did things? Yikes. At least I'll say, oh, I'm not sure, I heard, yada, yada, yada. It's like, and by the way, when I'm told I'm wrong, I'll come back and eat shit. I don't know. What about a fat, tall, dub-ass onion? Yeah, that's true, too. I am fat. I am tall. I do like dub asses. Aaron's like a fair-weather guy for sure. This is the evening show from the 22nd, which is, Monday? And again, he just... Every chance, the minute Chad's down, he's done with Chad. Why was he done with Chad? Chad crossed the line. Chad's fighting dirty. I don't want to play with Chad anymore. It's toxic. It's dangerous. He hasn't stopped since the Tampa cords ended. Chad hasn't stopped coming out of this motherfucker's mouth every day with Chad, 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 Chad. This is really how he started his show the other night.
Some of you fucking hate that stuff. I know a lot of you think that's a giant waste of time, so I'll get through it really quick. But also, this...
He opens his show with this, with Chad. I know a lot of you hate this stuff. It's a waste of time. It's beneath us. But our lead story tonight, Chad.
I like this. This shows that Steel Toe's getting bigger. This shows that Steel Toe's on the right track. This shows that...
These are all, like, you shouldn't have to say this if it's true. Don't get it wrong. Steel Toe's down 100, 150 live viewers since we started following. That's a fact. Baby Boy is down 150 live viewers since we started covering him. He thought he was going to hit 10,000 subscribers on Easter. Then he told everybody at the beginning of this month they'd do it by the end of the month. They ain't gonna. They ain't gonna. And by the way, I think they're still buying trickle subscribers because we don't really cover their social blade anymore. Go have a look and let me know. So they're stunted as fuck. Go look at the view numbers. They upload videos sometimes. They don't break 300 views, 500 views for days. Days! So this constant beating of a drum that we're growing, we're moving up, we're getting better, we're doing the best. It's like, how could it be? How could you never stop growing and never stop doing great? Never. It's just like, does it ever get old? Does Zen Rhino ever log in one morning and go, I wonder if Steel Toe's doing great today. I wonder if they have a good show plan. Well, you'll never know because Aaron's going to just lie and say that. Say he has a great show no matter what.
I mean, after all these years, still doing it.
After all these years, we're still doing it. Don't forget the fact that we were kicked off terrestrial radio, kicked off Twitch multiple times, breaking the law continuously, have one of the dumbest people at the helm of the company. Aaron, it's so embarrassing, your whole operation. It's the opposite of a successful operation. It's a guy who can't operate a website. It's a guy who can't put together a set that looks good. It's a guy who has a clip art logo that he thinks is state of the art. By the way, just had it redesigned in the past couple of years. That's the new one, you know. A guy who thinks having a local towing company is a flex as a sponsor. He teases other shows like, you don't have sponsors like we do. It's like the bar and the tow truck down the road in your shit town? What are you talking about? A tow truck in Sauk Rapids, Minnesota? Yeah, I'll keep that fridge magnet on my fridge in case I'm ever in need of towing services or a battery jump in the middle of your shitty fucking town, you dork.
By the way, I didn't understand the what's in the chat until I looked in the camera and realized I'm still wearing my Stone Cold Steve Austin shirt today.
Looked in the camera or the monitor or the viewfinder? I'm nitpicking.
I finally get it. So, what?
My Stone Cold Steve Austin shirt and your Hulkamania shirt? You have the wardrobe of a 9-year-old. For a guy who constantly screams about you don't do wrestling shit, it's like, I have a feeling you have action figures. Don't you want to be a wrestler? You want to be a boxer? You want to be in the ring?
All right. God damn you, piece of trash. I want you to quit. Right.
You can't like think of a guy without doing an impression. He's got to go into a thing now, whether you want to hear it or not. It's his tick. It's his tick.
Your damn what's in the chat and listen to the goddamn show, you piece of trash.
Don't forget, Patrick, they give out a discount if you mention Steel Toe to the tow truck company.
Hold on. Don't forget, Patrick, they don't give out a discount if you mention Steel Toe to the tow truck company. Chad proved this by calling them? That's fucking funny. Does he say that, that you get a discount if you mention them? Imagine being broken down and being like, I listen to Steel Toe. What's that get me? Free tire rotation? Jesus. I was in St. Cloud Saturday. That town is dead, says Max Bringle. I imagine so. I really would love, I hope Detroit or one of our Minnesota people can get to that event and film some stuff. I'm not looking for Gino's stand-up set. I'm not looking for whatever Canoe does. I saw Canoe. Gino tweeted something that Canoe tweeted, like, get me to 1,000 followers and I'll post a naughty, secret, sexy photo. And it's like, ugh. Imagine. I don't know how old Keanu is. I got to imagine 25, 30, younger. I don't know. It's like you're trying to get to 1,000 subscribers and you're like, I'll post a naughty surprise. It's like people aren't interested. People aren't interested in that. You know, if you don't have 1,000 subscribers already whipping out your tits everywhere you go. And by the way, I haven't even, you know, I don't go looking for this stuff. And I've seen Keanu's tits like 7 times. People are posting in our Discord. It's all over the place. I can't get away from these bazingas. Cold seasons. That's how Melton got his first 1,000 subscribers. Yeah, it was just like, I'll whip them out. Or put them away. Whatever you guys want. I'll do it. I'm going to try to take a vacation up there to northern Minnesota at that time, says Mesa Tom, Arizona Mesa Tom. Please do. Please do. Aaron says, tell him Steel Toe sent you and you'll get something slashed off your bottom line. Chad called and he said, no, we don't discount for Steel Toe. Another lie. So you got to wonder if it's like the Rustic Cut scandal. Are these even really sponsors? Is this, you know, anything of importance at all? And the answer is probably no. And speaking of August events, I was thinking about this. Oh, I also love his coffee thing where he slipped that in there. He's like, he said this the other day. We're probably going to sell like 100 bags. We're probably going to sell like 100 bags. It's like, that's not good. When you claim to have 40,000 listeners monthly, that's what he claims, by the way, that 40,000 people listen to the show. So if you've never heard, you know, an insane amount of cope, that's what he professes, that 40,000 people listen to the show. Citizen M says Aaron wants to be in the ring. That just clicked for me. That's all this is. I've been looking through the lens of him doing work as a radio jock, but he's not doing ONA. He's imitating Hogan. He doesn't do wrestling stuff, guys. When Chrissy and Canoe made national news at the airport clothing thing, the articles didn't say anything about them being celebs or comedians. It just said two women. That had to sting. I guess. But I love that the whole coffee thing that they might sell 100 bags of, he framed it as, honestly, that's just a bonus fund for Johnny. It's like, this guy can't dig in his pocket to give money to anybody. He has to find, you know, he's like a guy like, well, find it in the budget. As if he started selling coffee to help Johnny out. No, he realized he ain't going to make jack shit from the coffee. If Aaron says he's going to sell 100 bags, he's going to sell 20. If Aaron says he's going to sell 100 bags, he's going to sell 40 max. That's just how Aaron works. So let's not get it twisted. Aaron's going to sell 25, 30 bags of coffee. If his margin's really $3, and again, if Aaron says 3, it's 1.5. But if his margin's $3,
and he sells 100, that's $300. If it's 30, it's $90. So he gets to go, I'm giving all the money from the coffee over to Johnny. And it's like, God bless you. God bless you. You know, thank heavens for old Cratchit over here helping out Tiny Tim. W-Man, $5, got neck surgery later today. Gonna have a cyst removed. Wish me luck, bro. Good luck to W-Man. This is Opie's guy. He helps Opie out with a lot of stuff, editing and stuff. Thoughts and prayers, W-Man. Neck surgery. That sounds heavy as fuck. And I say that because I've seen your neck. It's very fat. JKJK, I hope things go swimmingly. I don't know how neck surgery works. Just discovered a channel I tune into every once in a while called Save a Fox is in Minnesota. Great. Kind of freaked out about it. Yeah, I mean, I would be too. That sounds like a serious operation. My only consolation is, look, the people who do neck surgeries aren't like, you know, I hope you're going to a hospital and it's a doctor. But they don't just let anybody do neck surgeries. It's probably going to be fine. You'll probably be okay. Let's face it, he's just saying he's going to Johnny to guilt his audience into buying it. Yeah, I mean, there will never be an April's Magic Bean Coffee. This is going to flop. Aaron stole the name, got jealous, made it Steel Toe Coffee instead of April's thing. And it's going to do so poorly, there'll never be another iteration. There'll never be an April's Magic Bean blend. It's just not going to happen. Just not going to happen. So, sorry, April, again. Your husband's a fucking nut and can't let you stand in the limelight for one goddamn second. He just can't. I'm going to turn this off. I can't watch any more Steel Toe today. It's too much. And I know Stevie Lou's on over there. You know, I can't. Well, any good clips, we'll get them and we'll watch it tomorrow. But I'm done waiting. You know, I'm done sifting sand to look for diamonds in the Steel Toe silt. Ian Hawk says, W-Man skipped the surgery. I have a really heavy book we can hit it with. I thought you were doing that old Dane Cook joke where you're like, W-Man, don't go to the surgery. I have a bad feeling. Don't. Remember that Dane Cook bit where he's like, you know what you do? You just walk up to people at airports and go, don't get on the plane, and walk away. Your chiropractor could have done a decent non-invasive operation at 1/100th of the cost, but whatever. Again, you know, imagine Citizen M pretending like he has your x-rays up and he's going to tell you you're making a mistake. I'd love to see an April and Ray show. Aaron said Stoney's is selling a Steel Toe beer. It's just Bud Light with a sticker on the top. Ugh. I want to go. I'm not kidding. I want to go to this August Atlantic City meetup that Kevin's throwing. This thing is going to be a fucking disaster. I was talking about it in the chat. Somebody looked it up. It's like $500 a night for the Borgata. And Kevin's like, we're all just going to meet by the poker room. We'll figure out what to do. You guys want to go get a sandwich at White House Subs, or we can play poker? Or Kevin's like, we'll go up to my suite and we'll do a show. It's like, plan this worse. Plan this worse. So look, I ain't got it like that on a budget for like a $2,000 vacation, but if we can figure out a way to get $2,000, $1,500, whatever it costs for the flight and the hotels, I gotta get over there. I think it'll be funny. Film some content, record a show with KB in person, an NLO show. I'm not even talking about MLC. I want to play poker and beat these motherfuckers. It's in the Northeast. So I imagine all the creeps will be there. Stevie Lou, Ray, everybody just lurking around. Ray will be in the Borgata like, you guys said you had a room. You guys said you had a room. Yeah, Ray, we have a room. You guys said you had a room. I'd actually room with Ray. Ray, maybe we can get a couple beds. We'll split the cost. Pottstown 2.0. It won't even be Pottstown 2.0. There's no show. There's no nothing. Carlos Danger said, hell yeah, bring on the bed bugs. Yeah, pink sheets and all. But I'm kidding, but we're over 2 months out, and I'm not really kidding. I want to find a way to get to this show. So if anybody has airline miles or could hook me up with a hotel, somebody works for the Borgata, or whoever owns the Borgata, I have no clue. W-Man says, if you guys don't see me after today in chat, you know what happened. You're going to be fine, man. Quit getting in your own head about that stuff. Get out of your head about it. Surgeons know what they're doing. You're a young guy. You're relatively healthy. And when I say that, I know you're obese. Who isn't? You're okay. You're going to be fine. Let them do what they got to do. I imagine they're doing it because it's what needs to be done. Patrick would be a good big spoon to raise little spoon. Fly, you should be driving there. Why would I drive to fucking Atlantic City? It's August, too, so I don't want to be there very long. I want to get the fuck out. Drive for the content, Patrick? Maybe. If you guys rent me a car, I'll drive. And stream the drive to Atlantic City. I can't even believe I'm saying this out loud because that's retarded. I can't do that. Fucking hell. I mean, that would take, I don't know, to Florida, it's probably 2.5 days of solid driving with naps. Probably 3 days, 4 days to drive to Atlantic. 4 days to drive to Atlantic City. Especially if somebody on the West Coast would go with me. Does anybody else want to go? Could we alternate driving? We rent a car, drive to Atlantic City, stream the way there. I do have to have a, there has to be someone on the West Coast who will do it. I've driven Atlantic City to Vegas straight through 840 hours. The longest I ever drove was from Oklahoma City straight to Vegas. It took 17 hours. And the only reason I was able to do it straight through, usually I stop in Albuquerque. Around Albuquerque is about halfway. And the only reason I was able to drive straight through is because another comic I was working with gave me a time release Adderall. And I got on the road at like 4 a.m. And I just ate a third of that when I started feeling a little yawny. And then the rest of that drive was just good. Like, I couldn't believe how focused I was. 17 hours. I only ate a third of the Adderall, too. I remember I left it in my center console, and then I had my car cleaned, and they vacuumed it or something. I never found that Adderall. And I remember I had a Juul. I was Juuling, and I was so, like, grinding my teeth from the Adderall and, like, on it that I raw. My throat was raw, and my mouth was raw from just Juuling to death. I couldn't imagine being in a car with you for that long. I'm driving to New Jersey in a few weeks. You can't go over the Rocky Mountains unless you want to drive for a week. Why? I mean, that's not true at all. I'll get Melton a ticket with miles. We can collect for a room, says Beloved Chatter. I have miles I can probably do for the flight. I think I have 250,000 American miles saved up. So the flight's probably not the biggest deal. But the room, somebody looked up the rooms at the Borgata, like 400 something bucks. But I want to stay wherever Kevin's staying. I don't want to, like, stay in another hotel and miss the action.
So I'm putting that out there. I got to figure that out. I think that's going to be something. Even if it's awful, pick up El Horrible. I don't know where he lives. I have no idea where El Horrible lives. Does he live on the West Coast?
Whoa!
A time-release Percocet? Now that's fun. I can have a long-road trucker pick you up. Yeah, tie me down to a flatbed. Wide load! Who will guard your fortress from KC while you're gone? The attack dogs? Stay at the Trop? Yeah, I'm not doing that. What did I just say? I love when I'm like, I don't want to stay anywhere but the Brigada. And they're like, why don't you stay at the Trop? What did I just say? What did I just say? KB seems like he'd be a fun guy to hang out with for a day or two, then never talk to again. Yeah. I don't know. Oh, God, there's stuff coming. You guys are going to be. I went to Costco the other day. I got this. You know, I needed some new whiskey. I bought a 1.75 liter bottle of the Kirkland Irish whiskey. Aged 4 years, product of Ireland. You know, you can't put the E in whiskey unless it comes from Ireland. That's true. If it says whiskey without an E, it ain't from Ireland. That's just a fact. That's a fact. So I can't wait to try this on a next members only show where we break into that bottle. The Kirkland stuff, somebody's saying it's garbage. I find it very good. I've enjoyed their vodka. Last time I had the 12-year-age scotch, the blended scotch. I don't usually like blended scotch. I usually like single malt. The blended was decent. It was decent. Patrick's got better views right now than the BS show. One guy versus three hacks. No. That's because they let Carl on to talk shit. And now everybody's rebutting them. Everybody's done over there with the BS show. Speaking of being done, we're going to go members only. Did you know about that? And then when I say we're going to go members only, what I mean is we're actually going to go members only. Okay? So that means Overdose members and Overdose Light members only will be able to, first of all, if you got the $199 membership, don't worry. You'll be able to watch live. We're not going to go anywhere for you. But if you don't catch this live, you're going to have to join Overdose Light level right here on YouTube or join the full Overdose over at nobodylikesonions.com/overdose. Now, everybody in the chat, you're safe. You already have a $199 membership. That's no problem. The rest of you, if you want to see the rest of this show, you got to join the Overdose at nobodylikesonions.com/overdose. Get access to everything in our back catalog. Support the show. We ain't doing ads over here, and we're trying to get a ticket to Atlantic City. So if you want to see everything Nobody Likes Onions has been up to since 2005, come and be a part of it. Support the show at The Overdose and get immediate access to that entire back catalog, specific RSS feeds that bring you the exclusive Overdose comment to your RSS podcast player, computer, iTunes, Android. I don't know how it works, but you get access to it. And if you join the Overdose Light member right here on YouTube, you'll also get access to the rest of this show immediately. Support the show. This is how we make money. Couldn't do it without you. Overdose Light right here on YouTube or Overdose on the site, nobodylikesonions.com/overdose. Thanks for watching.